You're listening to SBS News.
Living longer can only be considered a good news story. But for many Australians, those extra years come with a burden of poor health. Bill Stavresky is the General Manager of Heart Health and Research at the Heart Foundation of Australia.
The great news is life expectancy is on the rise, and that has been the case for the last 50 years. And we are living with more chronic conditions, so more Australians have comorbidities, so whether that's living with heart disease, living with diabetes. So what it is showing this research is that we are living longer, but unfortunately we're not having the enjoyment and the quality of life.
An Australian born today can expect to live 6 years longer than someone born 30 years ago. The Global Burden of Disease Index found the top five risk factors associated with high numbers of deaths in Australia in 2019 were high blood pressure, followed by dietary risks, tobacco use, high body mass index, and high fasting plasma glucose. Just over 25,500 deaths were associated with high blood pressure. Mr. Stavresky says there are environmental and genetic factors linked to high blood pressure.
High blood pressure can be attributed to both, but there are many things that people can do to ensure that they look after their blood pressure levels. And many of those things are not only being active and improving your diet, things like reducing your salt intake, making sure you don't have salty foods on a regular basis. But it's also important to have your regular heart health checks with your doctor and stay on top of your blood pressure levels.
The latest findings come as COVID-19 presents unique barriers for people seeking help for chronic conditions, with fewer visits to the doctor for routine checkups noted during the pandemic. One positive noted in the index is Australian deaths from heart disease continue to decline due to better care in hospitals and the community. Professor Gary Jenkins is the Chief Medical Advisor at the Heart Foundation. He says the other conditions that are making our latter years more difficult are occurring globally and are not unique to Australia.
Well, we're doing pretty well, but not as well as we would like. We are showing continual rates of reduction in most age groups and in both men and women. We've still got some huge discrepancies in the rates as far as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island people are concerned, and various other disadvantaged and low socioeconomic groups in the community. So there's a lot to be done as far as equity is concerned. But the big rise in these conditions is actually in low and middle income countries around the world, who is seeing a change from infectious diseases to these chronic conditions.
Professor Jennings says it's also people from non-English speaking background communities who are experiencing higher rates of these chronic conditions in Australia.
We see different rates amongst recent refugees. We see different rates according to socioeconomic differentials. People in poorer suburbs are more likely to suffer from heart disease. People with low incomes and rural and remote communities, they're just an example of the kind of groups where I think we need to target our heart health and other health measures.
The index found dietary issues contribute to the second highest cause of death in Australia. The index found in 2019, 21,600 more people died from dietary-related risks than tobacco use. Jane Martin is the Executive Manager of the Obesity Policy Coalition. She would like to see a national obesity strategy due to be released shortly do more to tackle the obesity epidemic.
And we would hope to see some of the policies that are recommended globally to address this problem in that strategy. And they are things like protecting children from this incessant bombardment of unhealthy food marketing, improving labelling of food to making the health star rating mandatory, and putting things like a health levy on sugary drinks to increase the price, and then that can provide funds for obesity prevention. We've got a serious problem, 2/3 of adults, 1/4 of children. It's not going away, and we need to take some of those steps.
Alan Lee, SBS News.